What web caching tools do you need to enter into the new era of Core Web Vitals and speed improvements for your website? We're talking to Victor Zitormisky here today, talking about web caching tools, Core Web Vital optimization, and what server you should put your website on today on the Edge.
Go! Your weekly digital marketing trends with industry trend-setting guests. Powered by your digital marketing pioneers, Site Strategics. This week's featured guest is Victor Zitormirsky, Chief Technical Officer at WebWin. Now, here's your host, Aaron Sparks.
This is Edge of the Web Radio. I'm your host, Aaron Sparks of Site Strategics. Every week, we're bringing you some amazing guests to talk with about digital marketing trends as well as key topics to be able to improve your online presence. We unpack a key marketing topic for our digital marketing audience, whether or not you're a freelancer, part of a marketing firm, or a marketing team inside an organization, this show is for you. Check out all the videos over at edgeofthewebradio.com. The show is actually brought to you by our title sponsor, Site Strategics. We're pioneers in the digital marketing space, agile digital marketing to be exact. Core specialties are SEO, technical SEO, content SEO, search engine marketing, social media management and marketing, conversion optimization, and much more. If you're interested in what we can do for you, it's results-based marketing that actually works. Go give us a call at 877-SEO for web or 877-736-4932. Let you know who's coming up on the show. We're going to be talking to Darren Shaw about local SEO as well as Eli Schwartz about product SEO. We're doing an SEO roundup here. We have been doing that for a while now. So anyway, check out our recent shows with Christina Azarenko as well as Olga Zarzdesna. We actually had some great content we unpacked for our listeners in top tools to be looking at from Chrome extensions as well as top SEO tools with Olga. If you're interested in being part of the show, info@edgeofthewebradio.com is the email. Pitch us and let us know what you'd like to talk about on the show, and we'll be in contact with you. Set all your reminders on YouTube and to get notified when we drop our videos in that space. Make sure you join the newsletter as well. Text the number to the number 22828, the word Edge Talk. You can join right there. You can also go over to Edge of the Web Radio and sign up. We're sending weekly emails out regarding who we've interviewed as well as key news topics of the week and a pro tip here or there. We invite you to be part of the Edge Nation there, free of charge, obviously, just dropping some digital nuggets of gold into your inbox each and every week. Make sure you check out our weekly podcast as well, as we cover all the news of the week with the indomitable Morty Oberstein. And every once in a while, we get a guest in there as well. So check that out as we're trying to get more information to you as quickly as possible on a regular basis. So we're going to introduce you to Victor Zitormisky. Yeah, he's a CTO at WebWin in Cambridge. Victor's a founding director of several startup companies based in Cambridge, UK. Victor represents a rare breed of talent to make it on the edge of the web. He's a polymath with distinct depth of knowledge in multiple scientific and mathematical fields. He has a PhD in physics and an academic career with Max Planck Institute in Stuttgart and Oxford University. He's worked in technology consulting cluster for a number of years in Cambridge and has authored a dozen patents for palm rejection and multi-touch displays, measurement technologies for industrial sensors, application of machine learning and patent analysis, and social media user profiling. His position as CTO has him focus on the analytical study of WordPress ecosystems. Many topics are covered, including hosting, provider selection, page building tools, page caching, and various speed optimization techniques. Technical SEO optimization is at the core of this, especially e-commerce strategy and website security. Let's pick up where we left off with Victor Zitormisky.
We have to understand that a lot of people can't change their website quickly.
You got that right.
They will be better off when they redesign their website, when they try to refresh it. They will be better off to use new tools on WordPress, which will make their website to be lean, not bloated with JavaScript. Therefore, they don't need to do as much heavy lifting with other tools like caching plugins to remove the problem. But effectively, they need to understand that even if their website is bloated with JavaScript at the moment, there are options for them to try to consider And they don't necessarily need to pay money to NitroPack. They can use free options to try to optimize JavaScript delivery for current Web Vitals measurement scheme. So in the article which you cite, I have described several tools which are free and which are trying to do something similar to NitroPack. They either try to make sure that JavaScript evaluation parsing is shifted in time after the onload event in the case of Meteor, or after DOM is ready event for the fast press. And therefore, they can actually improve your LCP score. They can improve your largest contentful paint by taking care that JavaScript is delayed. And how much delayed is under your control. In fast press, they try not to delay it at all. They try to load it immediately after the DOM is ready event and then parse it. And by the time they start parsing it, the onload event is already fired.
Got it.
Therefore, they effectively fire JavaScript immediately after the onload event. But because they don't hide JavaScript execution, the score in PCI will be quite bad because your site is bloated with JavaScript. They don't hide in anything from PCI. PCI is not going to forgive you. But PCI will test LCP number and will tell LCP number. And this LCP number, if it falls below 2.5 seconds on mobile, is only what you need at the moment to get good Web Vital.
At the moment. So let's talk about this. As a reset here, we want to make sure that our listeners actually check out the previous segment of our show as we kind of broke out the entire concept of LCP as well as the Core Web Vitals and understanding why it's so important to be able to parse JavaScript, be able to delay it a little bit, to be able to load up content as quickly as possible. But we do have a number of tools, a number of them that you referenced on your blog article, which we'll have in the show notes regarding NitroPack. You actually unpacked a lot of really good information. There are some caching tools out there that are valuable and free of charge. And if I could have you kind of chime in on a number of these, we want to focus on one that I know is your favorite here at the end here, but have you had experience with Auto Optimize, but it's Auto Op? It's not two different O's. It's
Optimizer.
Optimizer.
Yeah.
Jetpack.
I think that we have to say that there are two major caching plugins used by many people. BP Rocket is used by 1.5 million people
Absolutely.
At the moment, and Lightspeed Cache is used by 2.5 million people. So together, they cover a significant portion of users who try to improve performance of their website.
Mm-hmm.
These plugins are gradually moving into improving situation with LCP. Some of them, like VP Rocket, also include option to delay certain JavaScript either in time by 2 seconds after onload event or by user intervention when users start doing something on your website. So, but they're not trying to offer the option to delay all JavaScript. They're trying to option to delay particular JavaScript. For instance, something related to chat function, which will be at the bottom of your page, or some trackers, something which is not really critical for the interactivity with your website at the very beginning, something which can be done later on. And this capability to try to separate JavaScript, proper lazy loading of JavaScript means that you have to select some JavaScript as a critical one, as the one which has to be there from the very beginning. And then you can try to select the rest of JavaScript as non-critical under the default JavaScript, which will be used later on when people will continue using your content, they will continue using your web page. So if they start scrolling, this JavaScript will be lazy loaded and parsed and executed. This concept of lazy loading by splitting JavaScript into branches is something which is a future in WordPress ecosystem, try to offer it. But main problem for this to be used is very heavy jQuery library, which is used by most tools, because without the jQuery library, most JavaScript is not going to be executed and parsed properly. Therefore, if you want to do it currently, you don't have good options despite using new modern page building tools under WordPress, mm-hmm. which are not requiring jQuery. So there are modern tools which start to appear in WordPress ecosystem, which will create your website without using jQuery, and therefore will be very fast from the start. And if you will decide to delay some portion of JavaScript, it's not a problem because there is no heavy jQuery library which you need to be there. You can have your one portion of JavaScript, which is not relying on jQuery, to be executed quickly at the beginning to provide all interactivity. And the rest of JavaScript can be moved for delayed execution to be almost like lazy loaded pictures. So it will be called and executed only if you scroll down.
Let's talk about some of those builder platforms for a moment. So we certainly know of a number in the ecosystem, and some have gone the way of the dodo. But for example, Divi is still heavily reliant on jQuery as a function to render, correct?
Yes. So most platforms which you used before are actually quite bloated platforms, mm-hmm. and they can't actually be saved. New platforms appear these days based on Gutenberg, mm-hmm. and Gutenberg is still very early stage itself on WordPress, mm-hmm. but there are new ecosystems which are capable to extend current capability of Gutenberg and create full functional page building tools. And the most famous of them at the moment is Cadence. Cadence theme and Cadence blocks are capable to build new fast website for you on WordPress, and it will be compatible with most plugins like WooCommerce and everything else. Mm-hmm. So you don't actually restrict your functionalities at all. And you can create beautiful designs using this theme and these new tools, but by default, it's not relying on jQuery library. So almost everything will be lightweight and not overbloated. And even if you need to add some functionality which will require jQuery, it can be delayed in time as a lazy loaded JavaScript, because most of what you have to have, your menu system, the buttons, they'll be working without any jQuery library.
So you can actually, this is Cadence, correct? Or Cadence?
Yeah, it's a Cadence.
Yeah. So you have that along with additional caching tools and additional tools such as Lightspeed to be able to manage the additional JavaScript load time. You now have an optimal environment of light load of a page builder environment. You have the organization and the manual organization of CSS and JavaScript that you can manually change based on the delay that you want. You can pick the JavaScript JavaScripts that you actually want to load later. You now have all the tools at your disposal to be able to manage a very fast delivery of content, correct?
Yes, and you can do that on WordPress, and you can do nowadays, you can do fast WordPress, you can do fast WooCommerce on WordPress, mm-hmm. you can do much better than it was possible 2 years ago. And Google understands that it will take time for people to utilize such tools to full extent, and more people will start developing fast WordPress websites. But in a year from now, for instance, Google might start actually trying to give bounty to these people. People who actually decided to switch to this new ecosystem of fast websites made on WordPress, mm-hmm. they will expect actually that in a year or two from now, Google will change the vital score strategy and will try to give them some premium for doing what Google wants. Google wants the best possible experience for end user delivering it. So people have to be aware about this because they can fix is a plaster, something at the moment, but they have to be aware that this is a temporary solution and the future will hold them into account if they're not switching to new page building tools.
Victor, I have a question for you. We're talking about the potential reward of Google as it is right now. Google's saying that Core Web Vitals optimization is almost, from a ranking standpoint, a kind of a deal breaker. If they have two equivalent websites, both have the same level of type of traffic and visibility, they'll lean towards a more optimized site, if all other factors are relatively the same. Are you saying that, are you predicting that we're going to be in a space 2 years from now where the speed of delivery is going to be a much more premium perspective in the eyes of Google that won't be a deal breaker? It could very well be one of the key pillars of ranking, or at least a ranking signal on its own merit. Are you thinking in that particular mindset? We're proud to have Wix as a sponsor of our Edge of the Web interview podcast series. They're always building, so check out what's happening on Wix, fresh off the presses, bot log reports. Get an easy understanding of how bots are crawling your site without any complicated setup right inside of Wix. There's so much more you can do with Wix. Full customization of meta tags and the full customization of your robots.txt file, which is really important right now. You might want to check it out. Visit wix.com/SEO to learn more. Wix, always evolving.
Yes, I think that there is too much content on the web. Google has to introduce some spread of metrics to select content better for end user. And of course, the intention of a user who is searching for something is a key factor, and it will be never something irrelevant to Google. The most relevant thing is intent, why user is searching for content. But Google intention here is to try to help people who are doing right things and develop fast websites to get more visibility on the web. And I believe that this intent is going to stay here and will be accelerated and emphasized in the future. And Google can't actually ask people to do something they can't.
Right.
At the moment, these new systems like Cadence SIM and Cadence Blocks, it's a new thing which just emerged at the end of the last year. More and more people are switching to it. At the moment, about 200,000 websites only made using these tools. But nevertheless, it's already something which is started. And Google tried to give a leg to this new ecosystem. They tried to encourage people to move to this new ecosystem. And of course, Cadence is not alone. Other Genesis Press and Genesis Blocks is a competitive system. Bricks is a new page building tools which will replace Oxygen in the future, which also tried to remove jQuery from necessary JavaScript on the platform. Mm-hmm. People are trying to do something which will help you to score very highly in PCI metrics without any cheating. They want to have situation when the new website made with these new tools will go into PCI lab tests and will do fantastic in the test. And of course, it means that later, Google might try to introduce new metrics in Web Vitals, which will effectively measure the same thing as PCI tools, give you a bounty for the fact that you're doing the right things to improve user experience with fast websites.
Very good. For a bit of summation here, what should we be looking for in caching tools if we don't have the ability to move and migrate our entire site to a new building platform? And that's a pretty radical thing to consider, especially for companies that have just spent $50,000 on their new web build in an Elementor space. They're going to have to deal with that for a period of time. They're bloated jQuery libraries. What caching tools are really going to be able to help manage the speed of delivery until the time that the ecosystem is friendly enough and the impetus is strong enough to move into these new platforms?
I believe that people have at the moment two great choices. If you are using a Lightspeed web server hosting provider, it means that you have the best caching tools for the future because Lightspeed is doing caching on the server level. Therefore, they can do much more in the caching than any other plugin on WordPress. And they provide a less cache plugin for free. It's just interface between WordPress and Lcache engine, which is built in into Lightspeed web server. So this is the most future-proof system, which is improving rapidly, and more people are using it. 2.5 million users are not something small in WordPress environment. And it's a vote of confidence from the community about the future of Lightspeed. And Lightspeed Cache also provides unique feature for speeding up WooCommerce websites by providing integration at the server level of ECI XML strategy to tell effectively to separate on your page some dynamic portion of content, so that the whole page will be constructed by Lightspeed Web Server from static web page and some dynamic inclusions in your static web page very rapidly, caching everything, caching private cache for individual users as well. And therefore, when you call for your WooCommerce pages, they'll be constructed quite quickly through cache. And Lightspeed Cache is trying to present the best fast solution for WooCommerce owners. And WooCommerce is 4.5 million users on WordPress. Again, not very small community.
No.
So they have to pay attention to Lightspeed Cache. And Lightspeed Cache is doing a lot of recent improvements, integrating very good CDN together with the plugin for free. So you can actually have free ecosystem without paying anything. You can have the best tools to speed up your website. If you're not hosting your website with a Lightspeed web provider, you probably will be fine to select VP Rocket, which is used by 1.5 million users. It's another golden standard in caching tools. Both companies are, of course, trying to do their best to improve citation for their users, to improve Web Vitals score and to improve PCI. They use all the recent trends, including capability to try to delay some JavaScript execution as well, to try to bring you better LCP time. But they do complex tasks. They do a lot of things together. And because they're used by so many users, I have to say that you have to look at them more seriously than at NitroPark, because NitroPark is trying to grow to their level and finally say if what we've done, this cheating will be not valued by Google anymore, at least we use this time to grow up to the level of big boys and try to be another alternative for you.
Got it.
But NitroPark has integrated very expensive CDN with their service, and therefore they will be never cheap or free. Compared with Lightspeed Cache, which is completely free, they will definitely lose the competition. But you have to understand that caching is not just caching anymore. It's optimization of how assets are organized on your web page. They're preparing these assets in a form which will be easier to download and will be easier for browser to render effectively without being blocked by JavaScript and unnecessary CSS files. So they all work in this direction. NitroPark is not unique in this story. NitroPark is unique only by doing something which completely remove evaluation of JavaScript from PCI tools. And therefore, people, when they look at their score in NitroPark using PCI, they might be impressed without understanding that it's not the whole purpose of a PCI.
Yeah, and it would be easily found out by lab results from Chrome is what's actually doing. So it really was this trying to present a scorecard on behalf of developers that were using that so they can show to their clients, hey, look at what we've been able to do. And all the while, it's like that traffic cop or that cop that's holding up a hand. Nothing to see here, folks. Look away. Don't look over my JavaScript over here. I'll render it whenever you decide to click a mouse here. So, Victor, to kind of, I appreciate you unpacking everything today and actually going through what it means to actually navigate load time and user experience in 2021 and beyond. We are going to be looking at the future of page speed as a much stronger ranking signal and preferred status, basically, of websites that are embracing speed of delivery. There's a lot of things that businesses should know and adopt, and we would love, if from a purist standpoint, that everybody jumps into better page builders that don't have bloated jQuery and thousands of CSS and JavaScripts to have to navigate. You've given us a lot of tools to actually look at, and on top of that, even web hosting environments to be able to eyeball. And there's a lot of good hosting environments in the ecospace. You actually gave an article about the best UK web hosts for 2021, which was a great analysis of the cloud-based environments that they have and a competitive comparison across the board of their RAM, their different processing speeds, and their caching. So we highly recommend our users go check that out. In the UK, you also have international website recommendations as well. So it is coding, it's caching, and hosting as the kind of trifecta that business owners should be aware of when they're dealing with a web development agency. I want to make sure we arm this last moment. Business owners or decision makers, stakeholders in their websites, that they have to look at this as a factor. They just can't look at the glossy aesthetic of a site. They have to look under the hood, so to speak, and know how they're actually presenting content to their audience, because they have to know if they're giving 100%, getting 100% scorecard. It's probably a little bit fudged, right? But they also have an obligation, these stakeholders, to make sure they're doing the right thing or putting things in place for the future. So what kind of guidance would you give business owners and stakeholders? How do we impart to them the best decisions that they can make to meet your predictive goal there?
Okay, first of all, we need to understand that currently in the market, the difference in the speed of hardware of hosting providers is about 3 times. So the good providers can now serve you with 3 times faster hardware than you probably have at the moment.
Oh, wow.
It's not a small difference, and you have to be aware about it. The time to switch to another hosting provider is up to you, but you have to be aware that new AMD Ryzen Zen 3 servers are really outperforming everything which we have in big hosting providers scene. They provide twice as fast performance than some important names like Vultr or DigitalOcean. And if they coupled with software like Lightspeed web server, which caching everything on the server level, not on WordPress level, they effectively can provide you for free ecosystem supported by Lightspeed, mm-hmm. which is like Cache and Quick Cloud CDN. And if you're using tools like Cadence and Cadence Blocks or new page building tool Bricks, which will finally replace Oxygen, you can develop very sophisticated websites which will be very fast if you measure them with PCI tools. And if you're using fast server, fast CDN, and fast new tools, you will get very fast website. So you have this ecosystem at the moment. It's already there. Mm-hmm. It's and if you use it, if you start using it for new projects, you will be delivering these new projects, which will be very fast without much effort from your side, because you will leverage current existing tools.
It already exists.
With old sites, you can't actually suddenly rubbish in, rubbish out. You can't actually suddenly replace all the bloated JavaScript with something else. You have to be pragmatic. You have still think about moving to fast server with Lightspeed caching software. It will help you, especially if you're using WooCommerce websites. Even with your current setup, if you move to fast server with a proper software, it will be faster for end user. But you also have to probably take care to maybe delay some JavaScript, which is possible using some tools which are free. You don't need to use NitroPack, but you have to be cautious not to delay JavaScript to destroy experience of your end users. You have to think about end users first, and then if you can delay certain JavaScript, do it, and they will effectively get better experience as a result. So if you use your current system, you still can improve it, but don't expect to completely change the game and to fantastic scores everywhere in PCI Web Vitals. But you can improve it for sure. Absolutely. But if you think about starting something new, think about using Cadence, think about using Gutenberg. It will effectively future-proof your new projects. It will make them fast from the beginning, and therefore you don't need to have all this headache which people have trying to think how to improve the speed performance of their DB website.
Very good, very good. There is the lineup, folks. You have to pay attention to all the key points that Victor has actually shared with us. So we certainly want to promote your recent article, Victor, over at webwhim.co.uk, how to select a WordPress hosting provider. It's in the same discussion of what we're having right now. And also, there's a couple other articles, especially how to evaluate your next web development agency with the context of what we're talking about right now. If they're not in the space, if they're not recognizing speed is a critical factor, or more importantly, if they actually roll out some incredible scores, ask them how they got those scores. You might be surprised that NitroPack slipped in there. We certainly would not recommend hiding your JavaScript until somebody makes a move on your website. I think that's a little bit disingenuous. There is no magic bullet for this. It's hard work at the coding level. You've got to be able to work the caching tools that are available for us. But eyeball the next evolution of page building framework that's out there into the future, because you're going to have to make that leap at some point in time. Any final thoughts that we want to give to our audience, Victor?
Don't be scared about what is going on. I think that you still have time to respond. And Google, with new web vitals, is not going to punish you immediately. It will be a gradual process. You have to do it gradually. You don't need to jump and do something in a rush. Be diligent in what you do and think about future, not about today only.
Absolutely. Know your scores, know what you're actually dealing with as well. I mean, the first thing is run your lighthouse, be able to understand your core web vitals, pay attention to those things, because it is going to be even more critical as time goes by. Victor, we certainly appreciate your time today, and we want to lift you up. You have some great content going on. Congratulations on everything. Such a wealth of information in so many spaces, especially the patents that you're a participant in. So we give you all the kudos in the world there. Certainly lift you up from afar here. Go check out webwhim.co.uk, and thank you so much for your participation here. It was truly an eye-opening experience of what you told the world, but also what's really happening behind the scenes.
Thanks, Aaron. It was my pleasure.
You're more than welcome. More than welcome. If you want to follow Victor Zhitomirsky, you want to go over to Facebook, and that is Zhitomirsky, as well as LinkedIn. No Twitter handle, but want to make sure you check him out. Go follow him as he's continually communicating into this space regularly. Go look at the articles over at WebWhim as well. It was really neat to be able to unpack that with him today. Be sure to check out the first segment of our Victor Zhitomirsky posted last week. Please don't forget to like and subscribe to Edge of the Web on YouTube. And if you're really interested or feeling up to it today, drop us a quick review on this show on iTunes. Thanks to our sponsors, Site Strategics and Wix. Make sure you check out all the must-see videos and much more over at edgeofthewebradio.com. That's edgeofthewebradio.com. Next show, we're going to be have the news of the week, as well as Darren Shaw talking about local SEO. So from all of us over at Edge, be safe, be well, and do not be a piece of cyber driftwood. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.